Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Rob's on vacation this week. Well deserved.
Well, I heard he's putting together, like, alphabetizing records.
That is what I saw also. So that's what he's doing
this
week.
So what kind of vacation is that?
In for Rob is my lovely bride, who is enjoying co-hosting duties on a telephone.
So happy to be here.
We're going to work on the audio with Carla. It's a little bit... Josh, I have a question for you.
Yes.
This microphone headphone setup that Carla has?
I expected it to be better.
Do you think this is Rob just... being Rob to I see. I don't want to give him too sinister. He's the one that sent it, told us what we should get.
And he says that this is on some of those other shows he works on, this is what they use.
Well, I can imagine that.
Of course, the other shows he works on is from the.
Should cost like $5, right?
I believe that's about what it cost.
You're right.
It was very cheap.
Yeah, I was very surprised when I saw the link.
You're going to sound this way for today, and Josh will try to.
We'll get you something different for tomorrow.
We'll get you something different. Those ear things that you guys wear. Like, I would love to have a pair of those.
Well, we're really talking about your microphone more than anything. And you're going through your computer. And I like this because we're not jammed in here shoulder to shoulder. But there are better ways to do it, I think. You know. But I'm not going to worry about it.
There's always a better way, Mike.
I can hear you. You can hear me. It's a tinny sound that you're having today. But you know,
you guys have that same-day Amazon delivery. So we'll get it straightened out today.
We will get it fixed. But Carla, thank you for doing this. I appreciate you coming in.
I love this show. Thank you for having me.
My son, our son, I have to remember you're here. Our son, to me, driving in the car yesterday, listening to the news, said, Dad, what was it like? I don't know where it came from. Dad, what was it like in the, you grew up in the 60s, right? I said, yeah, I was pretty much a child of the 60s as a child. I grew up, born in 1959. I grew up in the 60s. He said, what was it like in the 60s? I said, it was unsettled. And then I thought, just like our times now are unsettled. And I wonder what kids will think, down the road about these unsettled times that we have. Because you know what? I think I'm like a lot of people when I say I'm just ready for everything to be over. I am ready for the competition, the divisiveness. I am ready to just put this election behind us and, you know, we'll have it in the news what happened yesterday. If you've been living in a box buried in the sand, you will know that there was another whack job over across the state in our state of Florida, lying in wait for Donald Trump, and not sure if he ever got close to this guy, but the Secret Service found him, and then the guy surrendered. So we'll find out more as time goes by. But it is just, these are unsettling times, any way you slice it. And I think that I just get a sense that everybody's got to be exhausted. I know, Josh, you have your side. I have my side, but we coexist in this show quite well, I believe. And I mean, are you as exhausted as I am about all of this crap going on?
Yeah. No, it's the problem is I don't see it going away anytime soon, especially thanks to social media. Yeah. I think there's hate on both sides, and it's like it's everyone get along, because no matter who is president or who you want to be president,
somebody's
we
gonna
all
be screaming.
Have to get along. No
we
one's going to be happy.
This. We can't have this for our country. No matter what side you're on, you can't be a political figure and just in America and be afraid of being assassinated. Now that has just gone way too far. That's ridiculous.
Well, and even whoever you are voting for, you don't agree with them 100%. We have to learn just to get along. Yeah.
I hope so. I just want peace among the planets, and we'll have all the details about the guy that was waiting in the bushes.
Yeah, I just don't feel like we're in America anymore with all this happening. That's just,
it's nuts.
It's too far.
And I speak for, you know, everybody knows my politics on this show, And I speak for everybody on my side, or I speak for myself. If you think for one second that we want this stuff to be going on, please think differently. Mm-hmm. It sucks. Yeah. I believe in free and fair elections in the United States of America, and that's the way I want things to be decided. Well, and it still and feels like we're sitting on a powder keg here.
An assassination doesn't make things better.
Right. No.
On either side, it would make things way worse.
100% worse. And kudos to the guys that are just like the first responders. Well, they are the first responders. The Secret Service, taking so much crap the last time, and rightly so, deservedly so, when I can't believe the last assassination attempt.
Yeah, I think almighty. They're like 2 months apart.
The thing is, we've got two more months to go. So this is probably not the last one. Mm-hmm.
Carla, on your computer, turn up your microphone volume on that button up there. And let's
is that
hear
okay?
Right.
Is that better?
But I wonder.
Is that
I am,
better?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I do wonder, though, you talk about growing up in the 60s. You say it was unsettled, but could you imagine going through that with social media, with 24/7 news? Like, all of that makes little things unsettling.
Country would have
today.
Melted down, probably. I mean, when you had, you looked at the assassination of Robert Kennedy, you looked at the assassination of Martin Luther King, all these things happening in 1968. On and on. With social media, God knows what it would have been like back then.
Back just to 9/11 as we look back at it last week, and that was the infancy of all of this.
Mm. Hard to believe that the new normal has taken hold so quickly, but it's true that now we are all, most of us are consuming our news and getting our news online. And how many times do you see a breaking story on television? You go to your computer. That's the new way of the world. But you know what? It is what it is. Let's just get through this election cycle and move on. And hopefully we can all start getting along. And I'm here to say that there are, and Josh doesn't know what I'm going to talk about here, there are bigger fish to fry. And those fish involve my backyard and what's happening in my part of Florida, Josh, right here, right now.
Well, if it's like my backyard, it's a pond.
Is it still raining?
It's rained every day.
He's getting more than we
every
are
day.
Up in his part of the state. So, as you know, my son, I pulled him out of our son. Sorry, Carla. I keep
it's
forgetting.
Okay.
It's not Rob. It's you.
It's okay.
Our son pulled out of football. Couple of reasons. He didn't have the mojo for it. We had to have a discussion to put him in it in the first place because we were worried, like any half-intelligent parent would be, that you're out there banging heads. You don't want to see an 11-year-old get hurt. He did get hurt a couple of times in practices. And then just like last year when he played, when we had our first scrimmage against other teams from a larger city, a larger population base, you had a couple of these 45-year-olds get out of the car and loom over the offensive line. And when he came back at a certain point, I'm not sure exactly how it went down, Carla, where he decided he just didn't want to do it. And
he mentioned it a couple times, and
he led up to it a little bit, right?
And then with the new season starting, and the 12-year-olds coming out with mustaches and
cigarettes, getting out of their trucks.
It's like maybe
that's
he
definitely
has a
an
point.
Age thing.
Yeah.
Where at this age, it's odd looking at fifth graders and sixth graders.
Yeah,
it is strange. And All the fifth graders and sixth graders that were the behemoths, the large kids, the unusually tall and heavy kids, all seemed to play for the other teams.
Yes.
And so when the parents on our side looked at that, I think we weren't alone, right, Carla, with kids that dropped out of the program?
Not. And we haven't been alone for a long time. It should be all about weight, not
it's
age.
Not. It used to be. It used to be where it was weight-based. And,
right.
And then somewhere along the line, they said, hey, how you doing? Hey, you're a 6'2", 12-year-old. Come on over. And it's just it got to that point. But the real reason was that he wasn't feeling it.
Right.
And as parents that, were not thrilled with the concept of him out there banging his head and risking concussion, and one kid had a broken collarbone, we said, that's fine.
Yeah.
Michael, if you're really not into it, we're not into it.
Although we love going to the games.
We love going to the games. We love the parents.
Fun.
We love supporting him. It was a huge. These extracurricular sports are a big part of our life, as they are yours, Josh, too. Sports
it
with kids
keeps us out of trouble.
As Coach Nicoletta said a long time ago, keep a boy in sports, keep him out of courts.
Oh, hey.
I'll never forget that as long as I live. So getting back to the whole thing. So when he came to us, we were finally, yeah, okay. And I reiterated to him, listen, when you make a commitment to something, you stick with it. This is the exception we'll make because we're worried about you getting hurt and that type of situation. So that's what we were nervous about, and that was it. So flash forward to maybe a week or two after that, probably about a week after that, I said to Carla, I said, I'm going to see if we can try to get him into fall ball. And there's a little league down here in South Fort Myers that's a very active little league that we said, I'll take a peek at. And lo and behold, registration had not closed. For
it was like
fall
it was
ball.
Meant to be.
It was like it was meant to be.
That's good. That's what you got to do is you got to keep a 10-year-old busy.
Yeah, well, he's 11 now.
Or 11.
Because otherwise, so Josh, he's going to start robbing banks.
Yeah, otherwise he's going to get like really unhealthy and play video games all the time.
You can't use that energy out watching YouTube and Xbox.
Exactly.
You know, when I listen to Carla, I suddenly project myself to reading social media tonight. It's like she couldn't come into the studio with him.
The thing is, I don't like to sit next to Mike. I like to be in the
I like it with you looking at you. It's far more engaging to do it this way.
Oh yeah, totally.
But then she'd have to drive back from the apartment.
Exactly.
the extra apartment that we have. So, Josh, this is just the beginning. We wait, and we're given a heads up by one of the other parents that the wheels turn a little slow and that they won't get to you until they're ready. So we were prepared for the fact that we wouldn't hear word from the powers that be in this league until kind of the last second, and that's the way it went down. And we get an update.
Fall ball is a lot more laid back, so that's
much late. Yes, much more late. Exactly. We heard a lot about that. So we get last week, we get an email over the weekend that they're going to have a Monday meeting and pick the teams and get kids placed on the teams. And then this past Thursday or Friday, another email went out. We got practice on Sunday. Well, for us, in the we're not as religious as you are, Josh. In the O'Mara household, Sunday morning practice is just about perfect for our schedules. It's just great. Carla works on Saturdays sometimes. That's my golf time. With the buddies, and it just could not have been better to have this practice laid out for Sunday. In that email, it is also mentioned that because several of these kids have aged out of the league, they have moved on to the older leagues. Way to hold up the mug, Carla. That's awesome. They've aged out, and the parents have gone with them. So there is a.
So they need volunteers.
There's a lack of parental volunteering.
No manager.
You know, I think I make the usual joke that I did it once. I'm an old man. There's no point in volunteer. Anyway, I liked.
You could go coach. You'd do your Bears impersonation the entire time.
Wimpy. Mine is the Walter Matthau version. Hey, kids. Maybe I'll use my Walter. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. So. We load up the truck, we head down to the ball yard, and we wait. We're there super early, like really. We're the earliest ones there.
20
we're
minutes.
We're sitting over on one field. A couple of kids arrive and make their way over to another field. Nobody's burdened with giving us any kind of heads up. Right. It's kind of every man for himself.
So you don't know which field.
Field, but that's fine. And once we see a couple of kids gathering over there, we make our way over. And so at that point, the head of the league, who said he was going to be there, he has been in contact with Carla by phone, so we're perfectly confident that everything's good to go as it was. And the head of this league shows up, and he starts talking about right away about the volunteer situation. So he said, I talked to a couple of parents that want to coach, but we don't have a manager. And with maybe four or five dads hanging around there, a couple of moms as well. He says, does anybody have any experience coaching Little League. And
so, Mike, at this point, what is going through your head, really?
Well, I'm going to ask you the same thing because we really haven't talked about it a lot.
I know what's going through my head.
And this is an old age. This is an older age of kids to not have a manager. Right.
And it it's like the only team, I think, that doesn't.
Yeah, we're the only team that
we're the only team that doesn't have this, and it's because they, a lot of kids have other sports they're playing in the fall, and that's the conflict. And as I said, some of those kids have aged out, so you don't have the parents with experience in this. And he's talked to plenty of parents who have volunteered to assistant coach, but they don't have the bandwidth to do the managing. So as he's talking about this,
at this point, it's a skill set. At this age, you can't just put a parent out there because you need someone that can actually teach the kids and get them ready for middle school ball.
Maybe you're right, Josh, but that's not what we're doing.
I see that. And right. I think that commissioner should have just taken this group of kids and distributed them among the other teams.
Totally agree.
So maybe the teams have 12 people instead of 10.
I welcome your. What are you doing? What are you doing agreeing so vigorously with
Josh
about this?
That went through my head automatically.
It ruins the narrative.
What the hell?
It ruins the narrative, Carl. I'm trying to tell a story here. So what happens is he's looking. There are two dads that raise their hands with Little League coaching. I did it way back in the day. Where if somebody saw me doing it, yes.
Did you raise your hand?
Yes.
Okay.
But even I did. I don't know why I did. It was something about this commissioner who I found compelling and a nice guy. And I didn't think.
No. You know what it was? You took your meds that morning, so you're all happy and energetic and wanting to volunteer.
You're full of crap.
You are felt totally good yesterday.
You are full of crap. That is not
good.
True. No, I just was sitting there and saying to myself, well, you know what was going through my mind? I'll tell you exactly the truth, what was going through my mind. What was going through my mind is you and I, with our schedules, when it comes to these Little League activities, you and I are pretty much, we show up a lot. We're there for practices. We're there for games. We're there for that.
And
of course, I'm getting ahead of myself again. He asked for raising hands, and then he goes into his spiel about, you know, maybe we'll do it by committee and these kids. It's, as I said, a laid-back league. It's not his intent. It's really getting them prepped. These kids all have the skill set. And then finally he says, so is there anybody that would like to, you know, what I have is coaches. I don't have a manager.
Cricket.
I am sitting there, and through my head is going, you're an older dad. You haven't managed baseball at this level. You know, what to do.
Nobody's raising their hand.
I raised my hand.
And I looked at him. I said, what are you doing?
You didn't yank that arm down?
I was in public, so I couldn't.
I'm also processing the level of ingratitude that I'm setting myself up for with having multiple people that will be telling me what to do and what I'm doing wrong.
And let's see. Okay, let's be honest here. Like, do you think this is going to work well with Mike? Because when he does the dishes at the house, he likes to tell me that he's done the dishes so I can. Good job.
Yeah, credit. I like credit. And
you're not going to get any credit.
But it's so not. Yes.
Well, no, you'll get. So I've coached for many years.
Okay.
Okay, good. I'm going to be relying on you for this. I'm going to be talking to you about
this. Is this 12U that you're now in?
It is.
I think it's 11, 12. Or maybe it might just be 11-year-olds. I'm not sure.
Okay.
It might just
be 11-year-olds. No, it's 11, 12.
Okay, 11, 12.
It's probably like our league where they combined and the 11-year-olds are playing 12U. Because I'm coaching 12U now for fall ball.
You'd think the manager would know the answer to that, Josh.
Hey, we'll learn.
The worst problem with managing, and the reason I consider quitting every season, is the other parents. So that's my fear for you, is the other parents. Because they all have an opinion of where their star kid should play, even if he can't catch the ball.
Yeah.
Well,
or
I
where
don't.
He should be in the lineup.
And I'm not that father. So with my son on the team, it's a meritocracy.
How many assistants do you have?
Four.
Do we have four?
And five, including me.
Yeah, because okay. Carla's going to do like the paperwork. She's going to do the keeping track of the kids. Carla's doing a great job already because she got pictures of all the kids with their names, so I will not have any issue identifying the kids.
I keep a little notepad in my pocket for like the first six practices with all the kids' names, and I just jot things down like red hat, blue shirt. Okay. That's how I keep track of them until they get their jerseys where they've got the names on them.
Yeah.
So the commissioner is running the practice yesterday, which is fine. And I'm just kind of walking around, getting the lay of the land. With that said, I believe that what I want to bring to this team is a little taste of the football mentality to the baseball insofar as hustle and attitude. Mm-hmm. Because the one thing, the last time he was in Little League, what, 3 years ago? 2 years ago, Carla? 2 or 3 years ago? 2 years ago. He was in Little League. My son was in Little League.
Yeah.
Our son. And so I want to have that. At the same time, physically, I am, you know, hopefully going to be hanging in there with these kids, running around, grabbing balls.
By the way, let's go back for a second.
Okay.
So his caveat to managing was, as long as I don't have to bend or turn.
Right. Then you picked the wrong sport.
And I said that to the other dads. I got four men in their 30s and 40s. I do not need to be burdened with that. I'll catch the ball, but and I'll bend down and pick up the ball, but it's like I'm 65 friggin' years old here. Come on now, you know? Sparky Anderson. That's what I am. I'm the old manager.
And I think that's with 4 to 5 assistants, I think that's your best bet is that you tell them what to do.
Yeah.
And that way you teach them how to manage.
Okay.
So, that's what I'm thinking too.
Physically, the worst part on me is the constant bending over to pick up balls.
Yeah, my back hurt yesterday.
And throwing and pitching my shoulder. So I have to get at least once a month go get a massage because my back's so tight up.
I will tell you this. From the only time, baseball. And it was, as you know, down here, the surface of the sun, and it was hot. And everybody was sweating through. We were not prepared. I was wearing a long sleeve T-shirt. We brought our Diet Cokes. We were going to park it in the stands and watch and see what kind of team we were given. I, at one point,
I'm
throwing.
I think I have a bad. Yeah,
ooh,
see?
Carla, bring it sexy back.
No, not a tan.
Yeah,
a burn.
I get it.
Like
yeah, and by the way, we'll get to that part. That part's coming up. We're not done talking about this yet, but I've got several things I'd like to discuss.
All right, so at this point, you have agreed you are the manager.
Technically, I guess, would that be the case, Carla?
But you know what that means, Josh? That means not only is he the manager, but Carla, can you help too?
Right.
I am too.
And that was my question. Who is going to be picking out the pitcher for the game? Who's going to be setting the lineup and positions? Are you going to take that, Mike?
Yeah, because that's what I'm going to do.
That's good.
Yeah, I wouldn't be good at that.
But at the same time, I am relying on the other coaches because it's going to be manager by committee to a certain degree. But I want to run the practices. I want to, and I got one issue, focus, attitude, and hustle. I don't like standing around. I don't like that. And I think that that's the part. Other than that, I'm all about the kids having as good a time as they can and, you know, and making it fun. And if it's laid back, all the better, you know?
That's where my mind was. So as the guy is asking somebody to be a manager and other people to be coaches, I'm thinking, okay, well, I actually say, you know, so you're telling me, Commissioner, that we don't have a manager or any coaches for this team. And I'm looking around, and nobody is volunteering.
Nobody is volunteering.
And through my mind, I'm thinking, I do not want this to be the case again where Mike and I sit and bitch the entire season because these people coaching are going to be terrible. So when Mike
and by the way, the terrible part of it is the lack of wrangling the kittens. That's all. I just want to have, and baseball, Josh, maybe you can offer some insight on this. With football, you know, they line their helmets up shoulder to shoulder, no crap, get in line, hustle up, yelling.
Especially when you're in the dugout, like no messing around, right?
No messing around. That's it. That's what I want to bring a little bit too. When it comes to the baseball will take care of itself as far as I'm concerned.
No, I try to let the kids have fun, but it is. It's fundamentals at this age. I will tell you, the jump from 10, 11U to 12U, the bases are longer. So what I did for the first two practices is I made the kids run a lot.
Okay.
Because the bases are longer. They need to get used to that. They're open bases, which means you can steal at any time. So they need to be used to that. They need to be used to sliding.
This is going
to
be my consultant here.
Yeah, because they were saying all this, Josh, exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, mounds a little further. Yeah.
But Josh, taking another another step on the ladder to, on the ladder to not being able to be dismissed for any reason in our personal life and in our business life. You know, the ladder to indispensability. Josh, I'll be leaning on you for this.
Josh took another role.
Yeah.
And that's all good. I love it. But I would say I have already talked to my coaches and I have one of them assigned to the dugout. Because the biggest problem is keeping those kids focused.
Oh, I would love to be in the dugout. So, like,
Carly, you're not a coach, though. You're not a coach.
Honey, I'm going to have to be a coach because sometimes I won't be allowed on the field.
Let's move on to the next. Let's move on.
Checks.
Let's move to the next part of this.
Okay, go ahead.
Josh.
Yes.
And this is going to get difficult here, all right? For those of you that love conflict and tension, get ready because here it comes.
And hold on. If you see me and I'm distracted and keep going to my phone, it's because there's like a active shooter warning or something at my kid's high school. So I'm trying to find out.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, like I guess some.
Are you
threat,
kidding?
A threat, not a warning, but a threat. So they've got all the kids locked in classrooms trying to figure out what's going on. So
let's
I think
stop.
It's all okay. I think I got some texts with her. They've told the kids not to transition classes. It's in a high school. And the police are there trying to figure out if it's a real threat or not.
This is not in their school, though.
It's their school.
Oh, it is
their understand.
School. Jesus
I got
Christ.
A post that says there's an active investigation currently happening at the school where an anonymous threat was made about a school shooting to occur at 10:45 today. So it goes back to how we started this show, that the world's just crazy right now and unsettled.
What the fuck is happening in the world? I mean, honest to God.
So I was able to text with my daughter and everything's fine. They're just keeping them in classes and not transitioning between classes.
It seems like a false alarm, hopefully.
Hopefully it's just a false alarm.
Right.
Or a kid posting something stupid online.
Wow.
So
I don't even know what to say to that.
No, it's just, I just realized I've been on my phone and it's not that I'm distracted, but I am distracted.
No, geez, Josh, I really have trouble understanding that. I would be willing to stop tape right now.
None of that'll do any good.
Heading to the school.
No, let's continue talking baseball and Little League because that's what I love.
Oh my God. All right, so.
I'm sorry. That sucks.
It's unsettled.
It's the world we live in.
Well, let us know, okay?
I will. I'm sure.
Here's the thing about moving. Here's the thing about Carla. Carla and I
walk carefully.
One of the things I love about my wife is the toughness that she has, but it's sometimes toughness to a fault, and. The other thing is, Carla, and Josh, you've worked with her long enough to know this, Carla has no issue with telling you what's on her mind. She is very forthcoming for that. I'm saying this to you before we get into this, all right? I think you and I need to work out what's going to happen on that field, because if you are rolling in there, yelling at the kids, and being the disciplinarian, it's not going to work for me, and I won't manage.
This is okay?
You have 90-minute practices?
Two hours.
Oh, that's a little long. But okay. But the key going into that is going to be to have a plan written down on we're going to do this, then this, then this.
Perfect.
All right, I did that last night.
Okay, with that said...
You don't have to put your fingers up. You don't have to put your fingers up.
I told you yesterday on the field, you stay out of my way, and I'll stay out of your way.
Yeah, but you said that, and one of the other dads heard you say that, and you said it in a very pointed. No, it wasn't one of the other dads. It was the commissioner. It was the commissioner. Don't talk to me. That's what I got. Don't talk to me.
No, and I said, you stay out of my way and I'll stay out of yours, because Mike was having an issue with me doing something.
All right, let me
ask
you this.
Listen, you're not.
Let me
ask.
Because I won't have to.
You are not my boss. I can do whatever I, know I'm I not. Want. Don't I know. Tell me what to do.
I know. But
Mike, just bring up the background check, get her thrown off the field.
That's
the problem.
Yes. Carla.
Thanks, Josh.
Carla, in that environment, with 3-4 dads, a field full of kids, and you and me, you have to have somebody who's running the show.
You are, obviously.
Right.
Then run
so
it.
So if I, do you hear that at the end? Then run it. Like I wasn't.
Right.
I wasn't because the other coach, the commissioner was running the practice.
Well,
that's why.
And I'll give you for that first practice, you were just thrown in there. So
I was thrown in there. Absolutely.
Yes.
Now,
Mike does not do well under stress, Josh. And I have to manage him. Okay.
Jesus. You might say I'm under stress right now. You might say that. But don't if you want me to have control of the locker room, as they say in football, to have control over this team, if you diminish me in front of the other dads or the other kids, it's going to be
you.
Well, you did by saying don't talk to me, and
he wasn't supposed to hear that, Mike. I didn't know he was behind me.
Okay, but that's why you are going to be my organizer. That's going to be your role. Organizer.
But I want to be in the dugout with those kids.
No. Not going to happen.
That would be fun for me.
I know it would be fun for you, but I don't think you need to be there. I think you need to be knowing what kid is playing what position and writing all that stuff down and just having like a clipboard so you know what's going on. That's what would be the what?
Now, that job that you're describing, that's a dugout coach.
That's a dugout coach?
That's what the coach in the dugout would have, the clipboard with what positions. So they're telling the kids. And they
do you want to bet, Carla, do you want to be the dugout coach? I think it'd be good to have you.
I would love to be the dugout. Or assistant or maybe another, you know, whatever. Yes, I would love
to be the dugout coach. Is that what you call it on your team, the dugout coach?
Here's the dugout coach's responsibility is to keep the kids in order, make sure they're paying attention to the game when they're in the dugout and not running around outside of it. And then it's to make sure the kid knows who's on deck, who's in the hole, make sure they know what's coming up, make sure they're cheering on their team, and then with the transition, making sure everyone knows what position to go to.
And I'm really good at communicating, and like Chris Arnold in the chat room said, Carla would bring the fun, and
well,
the
12-year-olds will bring the fun. You've got to control the fun.
Okay. Well, we're all going to have fun.
Speaking of that. And this is the last, this is one final point. Baseball attire for the coaches means t-shirts and athletic wear. I think your leggings are fine, but your little workout Zaya skin tight look that you, and by the way,
it's 12-year-old boys.
It's 12-year-old boys, Carla. You were dressed to attend the game. You were not dressed to coach.
Well, yes, that's
and
what I was going
to
say.
Hold on. Let me just finish what I wanted to say.
You talk too much.
You were dressed. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Can I
we
get
should
a
put your name
word
on the
in
of the
edgewise?
Show.
I would hope that for coaching purposes, you would, the attire would be more coach.
Well, guess what?
Attire.
It will be. It good. Will be. And I okay, do good. Understand that,
relaxes
that it was a little, you know, skimpy for the field.
Well, the problem is the 12-year-old boys might like that, but all the moms will be judging you.
Hey,
precisely.
Listen, maybe I can.
Oh, now hold on. I know what's coming. You're going to say, hey, listen, if they have a problem. No, you're not. You want to listen to what this man says.
The problem is you don't want to distract the boys.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
There you go. All right.
Hey, listen. I do agree. I will bring water. I will bring sunscreen, and I will be dressed appropriately the next time
I'm
on that field.
Because you were not. And by the way, I'm not. I want the listeners to know here. You know, Carla didn't show up in Daisy Dukes and a tube top. Carla was dressed.
I wish I could wear Daisy Dukes.
Carla was dressed in a workout outfit. That's what she was wearing. And even that, at one point, I have eyes. I'm an older dad, and by the way, when you're age,
you don't want to distract the coach,
right? The coach, and by the way, you're invisible when you're my age. You're invisible.
Oh,
nobody
know,
sees you.
I know, I
Nobody sees you. So I see everything.
God, that's so sucky. I see everything. I do agree.
I see
with
everything.
That.
Especially when the one young guy who was remember when I had to quit on batting practice because I just couldn't I couldn't get consistent balls over the plate. I'm going to work on that.
He didn't do much better either.
No, but I'm going to work on all of that. In fact, I'm going to work on everything. It's you don't want to throw it too hard. You know, that's the thing. You don't want to throw it too hard at him.
Yeah, I think 12U, I think it's 70 miles an hour.
50.
What? 50,
is it 50?
I think 50.
40. Louise,
I guess it's
huge.
Some of the bigger kids can get up there. Yeah, no, it's a big speed increase. 12-year-olds, okay. Weird because they come in as little shrimps, and then they also have the 12-year-olds that are huge guys, just like you had on football.
Yeah, we have a good, nice balance size with the guys, and I love the kids. I think that's what's important.
Yeah,
I think
good group
all
of
the kids.
Kids,
good group of kids, talented kids. They seem like they know how to play ball. I think it's going to be fine. And Carla, if you want, and then because you said, well, I'm not going to be. I would love you to be the dugout coach. I would love that.
I would love to be the. Yes, I will accept the position.
Okay, very good, very good. And yes.
Do you have a team name?
No.
Not yet.
Signed
it's
like
navy
a major
blue.
League team.
We were given a color. I don't think we have a name. Okay. So I don't know what the hell's going on.
All right. So you don't follow like you're not like the Red Sox or whatever.
We're not sure yet.
Okay.
We don't know yet. It's as I said, this is the laid back league. By the way, I'm going to stop for a second. How is everything doing? Are you going to give us updates on what's going on?
Yeah, if I hear anything, I'll let you know. There's been no update yet.
All right, we'll take a break and we'll come back. Big award show last night.
We'll do a recap,
60 seconds. And we got the round table and great video. What are you doing? Carla just got up and left.
I guess she wanted the break.
This is something else. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, listen up. One of the biggest challenges to eating better is that so many better-for-you products taste so bad. Well, there's a brand that has cracked the code on providing real nutrition that also tastes incredible. I love Orgain. Orgain's 30-gram protein shakes are an excellent source of complete protein with all 9 essential amino acids, and its chocolate taste is the best. It gives me energy, provides muscle support and recovery, helps manage hunger, and promotes healthy weight management. Orgain is convenient, real nutrition with only 1 gram of sugar per serving and no soy ingredients or artificial flavors or sweeteners, 30 grams of protein, and it tastes amazing. I can't believe she just got up and walked out.
I mean, it was, I guess she saw the break opportunity.
Or game 30. She's wearing, okay, there we go. What, did you do a costume change?
Whew, no, I had to pee. Sorry.
But you're wearing a different outfit.
No, this is my same outfit.
Oh, it is. Oh, I didn't see the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Orgain 30-gram protein shakes are available at Costco.
We live in the same house. I've been wearing this all morning.
At Orgain.com. If you want to get in on the delicious protein-packed nutrition today, head to Orgain.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 20% off your order. Remember, that's Orgain.com/TMOS for 20% off. And make sure you use the promo code TMOS. So they know that we sent you, ladies and gentlemen. With MyBookie, you're not just watching football, you're cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. The best part is you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out MyBookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who've been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too, a brand new loyalty rewards program. In MyBookie Plus, it's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie. Light them up! And this is normally when Rob would play that music for the news if you wanted to. I didn't know whether you wanted to or not, but that's okay. If you know
the news, this?
That's it. You got it. See? Seamless, man. Seamless. Absolutely seamless, everybody. Oh, and of course, not seamless because I didn't plug my thing in. God damn it. Hold on just a second.
You need this?
Yeah, thank you. Oh, that was nice of you. I appreciate it. It's a boom, but that's all right. Let's start today with let me get this out of the way. I am no longer the awards watcher that I used to be, and so when I want to hear what happened with the Emmys, I give you the little recap that I get online. So this is last night's Emmys. I don't have the thing. We're gonna just take one break. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right back. All right.
Well, hello, Josh. I have to say that I am wearing, can you hear me?
Yeah, your mic's a little far from your mouth.
Oh, okay. Is that
there
better?
We go, much better.
Okay. I am wearing shoes. I'm wearing flip-flops.
Okay. Oh,
I am back.
Okay. So you do the show in shoes. I am.
Yes.
I still do the show barefoot every
morning.
You
know, before I met Mike, I would always take off my shoes.
We were talking about that last week, as a matter of fact.
I know. After I met him, he always wore his shoes through the house, and I just managed to, like, take that and do it also. It's not right and it's not okay, but
all right,
I do it.
I apologize for the delay. Emmy update. Pick your favorites, and I hope there's somebody in there that you like.
For Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series. And the Emmy goes to Evan Moss Backer, The Bear.
For Supporting Actor in a Drama Series. Billy Crudup, The Morning Show.
For Lead Actor in a Comedy Series.
Jeremy Allen White, The Bear.
For Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy, Liza Colon-Zayas. The Bear.
For Lead Actress in a Comedy Series, the amazing Jean Smart.
For Outstanding Reality Competition Program,
The Traitors.
Last week tonight with John Oliver.
The Daily Show.
For Outstanding Limited or Anthology Series, Baby
Reindeer. For Lead Actor in a Drama Series, Hiroyuki Sanada.
For Lead Actress in a Drama Series,
Anna Sawa.
Drama series,
Shogun.
Shogun?
Outstanding comedy series, Hacks.
There it is. That's all you got.
Not much new this year, it sounds like.
No, the bear.
And I still don't understand the bear categorized as a comedy.
I don't either. It doesn't make any sense to me, but that's the Emmys that we had last night. So if you had somebody in there, I like Billy Crudup for The Morning Show. I love that pick. That was one of my all-time favorites. So moving on. Donald Trump, we mentioned it at the beginning of the show, had another brush with a would-be assassin yesterday, but this time the psycho didn't come nearly as close to completing his mission. Trump was playing around at his golf club in West Palm when the Secret Service noticed the muzzle of an AK-style rifle sticking out of the bushes. Jesus. These perimeters. I mean, I don't know.
Well, it was through a fence. There was a fence there.
There was a fence. He was about 400 yards away. An agent fired at the guy, and he dropped his rifle, took off in an SUV, leaving the gun two backpacks with ceramic tile in them. That's weird.
That's to protect him.
Oh, really?
Like a homemade bulletproof vest.
Okay. He had a scope. He had a GoPro camera.
The GoPro is the creepiest part. He wanted to record it.
He wanted everybody to see it. He was taken into custody in another county thanks to a witness who described the vehicle to authorities. The suspect's name is Ryan Wesley Routh. He is 58 years old. He's from North Carolina originally, although he's apparently been living in Hawaii.
Okay, so from what I've heard, he has a son that came out and like made a comment saying, "I cannot believe that this is my father. I cannot believe that my father has done this." There isn't even an ounce of anger in him, hostility.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, that's different than the guy's. But at the same time, the guy's Twitter and like Facebook accounts and stuff, and interview with like Newsweek is all about like smuggling fighters into Ukraine or something.
Yeah, he's a huge supporter of Ukraine. Wow. Ukraine. He even went to Kyiv to fight the Russian invasion. So this guy is active. Ralph's son reached out, as you mentioned before, to a tabloid and said his dad hated Trump, but he's not violent or crazy. Well,
yeah,
we certainly have a little evidence to the contrary. Now, the incident occurred around 1:30 Eastern yesterday. Secret Service is investigating, and it goes on.
They said 300 yards away.
And on.
Is how far he was.
That's like
three football fields.
He was on the next hole.
Yeah.
They send the Secret Service a hole or two ahead of Trump, and that's when they found him. Yeah.
Gotcha. Almighty. God, could you imagine?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be
seeing a gun.
Chaos. Jelly Roll performed live at the Emmys last night during the In Memoriam segment. He sang I Am Not Okay, and he really sang the hell out of it. Jelly Roll's awesome. It was beautiful, but was it an appropriate choice? A lot of people didn't think so due to the song's subject matter. As one Twitter complainer said, quote, choosing to sing a song about depression, suicidal thoughts, and hanging on is a curious choice for the Memoriam section of the Emmys. Did I miss something with the way these folks pass? Another criticism of the segment was the omission of Shelley Duvall, who produced several beloved anthology series in the 80s and 90s, most notably Fairy Tale Theater. Yeah, nitpicking. I mean, she's a movie person. She's known primarily for her movies. Some people also thought that Matthew Perry, Treat Williams, and Andre Braugher were snubbed, but they were honored at last year's show. So don't worry about that. They did catch those people in last year's show. All right, Carla, how do you feel about Bennifer? Baffleck.
Oh, you know what?
Jaffleck.
I just saw something today where somebody said that they were having some kind of discussion recently and she's wiping tears from her eyes. I think that she really loves him and he's just like weird.
I do too, but I'm not sure. A witness says Ben and J-Lo were sitting at a separate table from their kids. And they were having brunch together and they were holding hands and kissing.
Yeah, I saw
yesterday.
That. And then that's so weird. Yeah.
The so-called source says the divorce is still on. They just got together so the kids could hang out. A divorce, here's a quote. These sources, take them with a grain of salt. A divorce is never easy, but Jennifer doesn't want to be selfish about it. The kids always got along and have fun together. It makes her happy seeing the kids happy together. Happy kids are her priority. There was also a surprise appearance from Jennifer Garner. This is just very strange. But she didn't kiss or hold anyone's hand. She just came to pick up her kids. So
well, right. You act all surprised, but it's just parents dealing with their kids. And,
yeah.
And you're going to have that crosstalk.
Everybody in this room has been there. Yeah. Absolutely. We know how to deal with it. By the way, kudos to Mrs. O'Meara. I think you've held it together over the years with my wonderful family. And if they happen to be listening today, either Catherine or Elizabeth, please come for Thanksgiving.
Okay. Yes, please.
We know there might be a conflict up there, but please, please, please. Independence Bank in Kentucky is in hot water after more than a dozen people received fake $100 bills. Not only that, but it was movie money that said for motion picture purposes and in props we trust. It wasn't totally obvious. To some, they felt and looked real at first. I've never seen movie money. I'd like to see movie money.
I always think of it as I see it on the kids' videos. It's the big bags of money Mr. Beast has.
Okay.
Stuff, you know, they're not throwing real money around on those things. So it's movie money.
People definitely realized that they were fake when they tried to spend them. That's pretty funny. I'll take that.
I mean, honestly, when I know I have counterfeit bills, I try to spend them.
I like the way you lean into camera. That makes me laugh. I like
that. That's where the headset mic helps.
Yeah, it's right.
You
absolutely.
Can do that.
It's unclear who's at fault, but the bank is blaming it on the vendor that manages and maintains their machines. They say they've shut down the fake money ATMs and have contacted the people who may have been impacted.
That sucks.
A bunch of crash.
I hate when I get counterfeit money.
It's going to kill chocolate pie sales. It really, really is. They also say, quote, we apologize for any inconvenience.
Trite.
I hate that. But it's interesting. You notice how I said instrument. Are you drinking enough coffee today, my dear?
Mm. Yes.
Very good. Hundreds of people, finally today, hundreds of people in various states of undress cruised the streets of Philadelphia to cheers from onlookers Saturday evening in the 15th annual Philly Naked Bike Ride. The annual ride, which started in 2009, is billed as promoting cycling as a key form of transportation and fuel-conscious consumption. It is also meant to encourage body positivity. Organizers stress, however, that participants aren't required to ride completely in the buff, telling them to get as bare as you dare.
Listen, I want to go next year. I don't want to participate, but I definitely want to watch.
That's like going to a nudist colony,
Kelly. I would love
to. You'll be sorely disappointed.
It'll be fun.
No, it's not good looking people that sign up.
I know.
People that normally ride bikes.
In a land long ago, far, far away on the
Donna Mike show. We see them in our community all the time.
We had a thing. We did a show at a nudist camp. We had nudists come in on the show. It was always disappointing. We played strip trivia back in the day.
Can we do that here?
What's that?
Have the nudists come in.
To your home?
To your studio.
That ship has sailed. My point being that the people that do that are normally, it's always a disappointment. Now, on strip trivia, we would have maybe out of four times we played it, out of four, we'd have an occasional worthwhile where you'd want that particular woman to lose. But most of the time, you know, if you're going for the fun of the nudity, it ain't a big thing at all. Organizers said the ride wasn't limited to bicycles, but welcomed all forms of human-powered transportation, such as rollerblades or skates or, the famous...
What would you ride?
Ass wheels. Sorry. The famous ass wheels. No. Skateboards, scooters would use. They also point to a code of conduct, not contact.
You're not allowed to touch each other, people.
The code of conduct that bars any kind of physical or sexual harassment. Yes.
I would ride a big wheel naked. That sounds like fun.
Well, everybody will be into that today. That'll be fantastic. Sounds like a wonderful idea. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I'm tired of talking about my New York Giants. We all know how I feel about my New York Giants. We'll talk, Carl and I will talk movies when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Whoa. Listen, as a parent, I don't need to tell you how busy I am, especially with my new duties, or how busy you are. That's why you need Nurture Life. You see, Nurture Life is a meal delivery service focused on helping busy parents easily feed their babies and kids from 10 months old to 10 years old, and Carla, in our case, 11 years old, because Michael was chowing down on some of the stuff we got, right?
Yeah.
The company provides fresh meals and snacks that are delicious, nutritious, and fully cooked, ready to serve in just 1 minute. Nurture Life lets kids enjoy a healthy diet while still eating all of their favorites like mac and cheese, spaghetti and meatballs, and so much more. Michael loves the corn dogs, right, Carla?
Yes, and the overnight oats are really good too.
The overnight oats are yummy. What sets Nurture Life apart from other meal delivery services? It's how amazing they taste and how healthy they are. Mm-hmm. It's even allergy friendly. It's about time that a flexible meal subscription existed for babies and kids. So head to NurtureLife.com and use code TMOS for 55% off your first order. That's right, 55% off. Once again, NurtureLife.com, 55% off, and make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you. Now, before we move on to our movie discussion, I want to thank Carla for sitting in for Rob.
Thank you
while,
for having
he's
me.
On vacation this week. Tomorrow, we will be doing something a little different. It's going to be a trip into the world of the classic content. I know that we're offering that up so people get a taste of what that's all about. Right, Josh?
We're going to do a bonus show from years and years and years ago. I believe it's 135.
Okay.
So someone would have to do the math. It's probably 12 years ago.
Gosh, 135th show.
It's a really old show. It's a game show where we're going to go back.
So it's January 30th, 2005?
No. No,
like
it's just
show number 135.
I was like, I wasn't doing a podcast then. It's bonus show 135?
Like this past week was bonus show 669.
Okay.
So 534 bonus shows ago.
So, Josh is mentioning you're archiving these, but it's kind of tough nailing down the dates on everything, right?
Right. So when you go on over to our YouTube channel, they're all based on bonus show number because I don't have the dates. But this one's old enough that it's got old cast members. and playing a game of It's Academic.
Since okay, I, feel like I will. That's been I listen. Brought up. I'm not sure I would have the bandwidth to listen myself. You know, that would be just something where I would be. I don't know. Old stuff of mine, but I know people like to listen to it.
Yeah,
you know?
It will be fun to listen.
No, people right. will want to listen. People will want to watch videos out there. So
that's
and
awesome.
Then Carl and I are back together for Wednesday and Thursday, and then Rob and I will be doing a bonus show for next Friday. All right. Before Carla talks about the Demi Moore movie, I want to talk about a movie I saw online, The Instigators.
This is the Apple TV movie.
This is the Apple TV movie, yes. TV movie with Ben Casey Affleck and Matt Damon. You know, you see Casey Affleck, you see Matt Damon, that the whole Boston connection, you're like, I'm all in. I'm not sure. I think this is one of those rare times I'm going to sit squarely on the fence and ask people to make their own decision on this movie, because I can't pan it, nor can I rave about it. All I can tell you about it, and I guess this is kind of a pan, is that I lost interest in it. I like either the real heist movies or comedies. I don't like it when they try to bridge the genre. It just always seems forced to me when they do that. And, you know, it's a fine line between the yucks and all that. And also, I got the impression when I see a movie that's just supposed to be a caper movie, but it's silly, I feel like it gives the actors license to kind of phone it in. And that's the feeling I got, especially with Casey Affleck in this particular movie. Special effects, amazing. Cameo roles, absolutely fantastic. I mean, the bad guys were bad guys, but everybody's bumbling. I know that's the theme of the movie, that it's bumbling heists. But you know what? I'm somebody that when I'm watching, I'll give you a great, great example. Ocean's 11. It interspersed humor with the robbery. But at the same time, it was a caper movie. Here's how they cleverly did it. And in a way, when they're bumbling, I welcome everybody to tell me what they think about this and check it out.
You finished it, right?
I sort of finished it. I was drifting off and, Carla had me like writing letters again.
I've seen the trailer, but haven't checked it yet.
Okay, so check it out.
Okay, so I was listening to it as I was writing my letters, and it never caught my attention. A lot of times that's what I do. I wait for something to catch my attention, and it never did. It seemed kind of, it just seemed odd. I wasn't surprised when Mike said he didn't like it.
And that's just the powerhouse duo, you know, Affleck and Damon. Well, pretty good.
Well, it's a minor Affleck.
It's the minor Affleck. Who I believe, and I don't want to, there have been a lot of movies he's been in. The Saturday Night Live sketch where he's outside the Dunkin' Donuts makes me unhinge my jaw every time I see it. However, there is an energy level he has that I find off-putting, that he's almost too laid back in his performances. And that frustrates me a little bit. Matt Damon, I could watch him read the phone book. I love Matt Damon. I really, really do. But even Matt Damon in this movie, it felt off. It felt wrong. Hey, they can't all be winners. Draw your own conclusions. You might like it. I don't know.
I'll tell you while you're over on Apple TV.
Okay.
I've been enjoying the show Bad Monkey. I don't know.
I've heard some listeners have recommended that to me.
It is Vince Vaughn as a cop who's no longer a cop.
Okay. All right. Like a PI or something like that?
Well, no, like a fired cop.
Okay.
Or
just a
suspended cop.
Okay.
Who then is trying to solve a crime that everyone thinks didn't happen.
Vince Vaughn had that period of time between Wedding Crashers and now where there was a little awkwardness, and now he's moving into the elder statesman roles, which I think he's going to kill at. I really believe that.
And he's leaning into the comedy again trying to move away from that, but not the over-the-top young Vince Vaughn talking a mile a minute.
Okay, yeah. Good. All right. Mm-hmm. I'll check that out.
Awesome.
Now, you mentioned to me the other day, Carla, about this Demi Moore movie.
I am on just scrolling Facebook, whatever, Instagram, and I see this Demi Moore trailer kind of come up. Like, it's very brief, but it looks super interesting. I'm like, oh, wow, wonder what movie that is. It's hard to get information. I didn't really get much out of it, except that it definitely piqued my interest. I think that it's called The Substance. And I think that it's a horror film,
yeah,
but that's
it's definitely
really
a horror movie.
All I know about it. I mean, I don't know if it's based on a true story, but it certainly looks interesting. And I think it comes out like the 20th of September. So very soon.
Okay.
It says that Moore's character, Elizabeth, tries a black market drug to create a younger version of herself.
Ooh.
So it deals with the whole body image and that movement now.
I'm going to like that.
You all
Let's
in
go
on that
see
one?
It. Yeah, I definitely want to see it.
All right. I think that Demi Moore, look, everybody can.
She looks fabulosa.
She does.
She
is
good.
Really. She's worked her ass off. How old is she? Is she 80?
I would say if I had to guess, she's probably 57.
No, she's older than that. We're going to find out. That's what Josh does. You'll find that on the show.
Okay.
He's wonderful with that as far as exactly how old is she.
No pressure, Josh.
61.
61.
Damn.
Younger than me. Okay.
Wow.
I can't talk.
Wow.
80. People can make jokes like that. Yeah. The dad that. Oh, by the way, the one thing I didn't mention about baseball practice was I obviously. Was it embarrassing when I stopped throwing the ball to the kids in the outfield? Because I was absolutely gassed.
No,
did you know that
no.
I was absolutely gassed?
Yeah. You said that you were.
Mike, I'm sending you a link for a product.
Okay.
Specifically for that. I use it every practice. It's basically a tennis racket.
Okay.
So you drop the ball, hit it. It makes it so much easier to hit balls to the kids.
Sweet.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Josh.
I was actually long tossing it. Way up in the air,
right.
And that I was absolutely gassed. I mean, this is going to be fun. I have renewed confidence, by the way, with the coaching because I knew he did it. I just didn't know he was so into it. So this is going to be good. This is going to be good.
No, now you got me thinking. I want to drive down there and watch you coach a game.
Don't worry, I can film it, Josh.
No,
I will be expecting that.
No, I do not need that pressure. I think that
that's exactly what you need.
Our season was supposed to start this past weekend, where our first game got rained out. So
yeah,
hopefully
rain, go away. It's horrible. All right, we're going to take another break. When we come back, beautiful video coming up, ladies and gentlemen. I got a ton of stuff. It's all over the place. Draw your own conclusions. Some of the stuff you will be surprised at. Some of the stuff you will be shocked at. But all of it hopefully will be entertaining when we return with Carla and me on the Mike O'Meara Show. Thank you, babe. Oh, it's my turn. Thank you. Let's move on. It's easy to be your best self with DermGlowSkin.com. Hey, it's your commercial.
Just one
injection a week, and you're on your way to losing 21 to 26% of your weight while improving blood sugar, cholesterol, and blood pressure. Plus, coming soon, sublingual semaglutide drops.
Do you know what that means?
No more needles?
Well, no, there'll still be needle option, but for the people that don't like the needles, now you have drops.
Oh, there she goes.
Where do you put the drops?
Underneath your ass. In your ear, Josh.
Well, I mean, drops is different than just a pill.
Yeah.
They're suppository drops.
You just need a partner to help you with that part.
I want the drops again. No, you've had enough today. If you don't qualify for semaglutide or tirzepatide, we offer weight loss with somorolin. What is it?
Somorolin.
Or try NAD Plus injections or nasal spray.
So,
where's the nasal spray?
So we can do nasal spray if you'd like. Mike and I are doing the NAD Plus injections, which are fabulous. It's like the fountain of youth. If you haven't read up on it, certainly do. I mean, these benefits are amazing. Mike, I don't know if I told you, but I just ordered the Synapsin nasal spray, which has the NAD plus the B12 in it, and it's nasal, and we can do it twice a day. So figured we'd give every day a shot too.
The whole tray.
Yeah. All right.
Well, combat aging people, just like Demi Moore, who looks lovely. Cellular health, focused energy, promotes collagen synthesis, improves muscle function. The products are delivered to your door 7 to 10 business days, and you can qualify from the comfort of your own home. Afterpay is coming soon, so it's time to try DermGlow, making the best you that you can be. Oh, I like that. Did Rob write that for you?
Rob
making the best you that you
making
the best you that you can be.
I asked him to please help me come up with some kind of tagline. He
what
said,
a
"No
lovely
fear, Carl,
making
I got
the
you.
Best you that you can be." Inside and out. Start your trip. Yes, Josh.
That's what? Also the slogan for that new Demi Moore movie.
The best you you can be. Start your transformation. DermGlowSkin.com. I'm Mike O'Meara, and I approve this message.
Thank you.
It's time for some beautiful video, ladies and gentlemen. All right,
I do not have that sounder from Rob.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, this is the practice thing. Hold on. I got it right here. All right, we're ready to go. Here we go. This is Carla mentions this occasionally, and I am aware of this because there was one 2 years ago that I took a little tumble. There was – no, maybe about 5 years ago. There was a cable – I'm so old. A cable for a golf cart in the garage that I caught with my right foot. And I took a tumble. Last year at a football game, there was root structure below the tree. And I was coming in. I had a Yeti cup. I had my the violence of the fall.
Best. I still see it like just slowly going. I will never let that image go away. It was. I'm glad you didn't get hurt, but Jesus, it was funny.
You have to have a violent reaction to a trip when you're when you dislodge a clipped-on wristwatch, which I sent flying, and I fell with that. So, Carla, I'm here to say, if you're worried, you know, I'm not getting any younger, hon.
You
don't want me to, you know, to break a femur.
No, I
or
don't.
Or anything like that.
No, I don't.
Well, I've got something for you. Let's roll this. Take a look at this and tell me if you think this might be good for me. I think this will be really good.
This is how you make sure your grandma is safe all the time. This innovation is developed especially for the elderly so that they can avoid major injuries while falling. The vest senses a fall and activates the airbag in less than a second to prevent injury.
I would hate to see that. Would be embarrassing you wearing that. Okay?
My favorite part of that really brief video is the it senses the fall and then deploys the airbags as you are falling down. No, that's a joke. That's a little joke. Let me ask you this. I'll ask both of you when you see this video. Do I have a small brain for liking this? I get a lot of this on my feeds, and it is something that I enjoy. And yes, I have a small brain. Let's take a look at this, music lovers.
Okay, that's completely fake.
What do you mean fake?
That's not real.
Yeah, you don't think it's real?
No.
That's real.
Really? I don't think it is.
You think think it's like CGI'd or something like that?
Yeah, do that?
Because he cuts the camera. No, he watches the video. He has the camera on a tripod. He watches where the ball's going to land, and then he records again with a pot there, and he puts it in the right spot.
Damn, how do you know that?
Because he watches a lot of stuff
just guessing from watching that video. Now, whenever I see these, I'm always impressed by the sound of the pot.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's overdubbed with a piano key, each hit instead, maybe.
You know, why do you have to lie? You ruin everything
for
me. Well,
I don't. Maybe not. But I haven't tried a bunch of ping pong balls on pots. But the sound, to me, is what throws it off.
So that's Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, right?
It is. Yes.
Thank you, Carla. Okay. Very good. You can come back next time.
Thank you. I was just making sure.
I do not share a tremendous amount of soccer on this show. I really don't. I don't follow soccer, but I think it's a marvelous sport. I love all competitions. It's great. But the primary reason that I share this highlight for you, ladies and gentlemen, is so that I can pronounce the name like Jack Kent Cook. The player's name on this team is Temwe Chawinga. Temwe Chawinga has a marvelous, and I mean marvelous, soccer highlight. Let's take a look at this right now.
Here's Labonte.
looking to break out on that counterattack for Showinga. Terrific ball.
Showinga.
Showinga.
Temwe.
Showinga.
Showinga. Temwe.
I'm sure all the people that like soccer really enjoyed that clip.
You ready for some Anchorman fun?
Yes.
This is Anchorman fun. Anchor people say the darndest things, like Art Linkletter would say. Let's take a look at this Anchorman and listen to this slip. I think you'll enjoy it. Take a look.
Medical apps being developed to help people diagnose and treat themselves. We're joined now by the Oracle on Everything, Kitty Flanagan. Now, Kitty, should I be worried about my job?
Well, if you keep calling me Clitty, you should, yeah.
Oh, man.
I think if you're talking about your job as a doctor, because I know you do like to run around pretending to be a medical practitioner,
well, it's
then I don't
correct.
Think you need to worry.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Can you play that one more time? Play the whole thing one more time. This is great. I love this reaction.
She medical apps
so
being developed to help people diagnose and treat themselves. We're joined now by the Oracle on Everything, Kitty Flanagan. Now, Kitty, should I be worried about my job?
Well, if you keep calling me Clitty, you should, yeah. I think if you...
That's a great reaction.
If you're talking about your job as a doctor, because I know you do like to run around pretending to be a medical practitioner,
then
I don't think you need to worry.
I love that. Isn't she great? She's fantastic. It's a senator from Jersey, I believe, Cory Booker. And as much as I enjoy this story and hope that it's true, he has a way about him and he is a politician. I hope it's true, but I'm going to just hold out that one little nugget that maybe this story was concocted, but I'll let him tell it, and then you tell me what you think. If it's true, it's a great story. Let's look
at the airline's flight was canceled, and people were waiting in line to be booked on the next flight. And then a man cuts in line, puts his ticket on the counter, and says, I was in first class on this flight. I need to be booked in first class on the next one as well. The woman kindly looks at him and says, sir, we understand, and we're happy to help you, but you've got to wait in line like everybody else. And then the man says these awful six words. He yells at her and says, do you know who I am? And at that point, the gate agent picks up the microphone and says, attention, everybody, at gate 17. We have a problem. There's a man here who does not know who he is. If you can help this man find his identity, please come forward right now. The line laughed, and the man was enraged and curses at her. Expletive you. And the gate agent doesn't miss a beat, just looks at the man still on the microphone and says, sir, you're probably going to have to wait in line for that, too.
Oh.
And the line applauded. I wish you all these six words. Have a great and kind day.
Okay, you know, now that I there's some time that's passed, and I think it's legit. I think it's
I
a legit
too.
Story.
I believe
Can you
it.
Believe that? Do you think, Josh, do you think it's true?
I do not.
Ooh,
I do not.
Wow.
It's because Josh doesn't like Democrats. That's why.
No, I didn't know he was a Democrat. But I Google Cory Booker and I just see people him telling jokes online.
Oh,
really?
So
okay.
You think so? You think it's
so
not?
So he's a comedian, huh?
I think he.
But that's not a joke.
Knows,
that's not a joke. He's just telling a story.
He's trying to inspire people.
Yeah, I agree. I take mine back. I'm with Josh.
Well,
sorry.
Once again, I don't know. You'd need corroborating witnesses that were
but
there.
It, man,
to,
that would be
say.
So awesome if it was true, though, right?
Oh man, I tell you, everybody's difficult. Everybody, we all have our preconceptions of people. Isn't
we can
it
just
horrible?
Assume it's true.
Speaking
yeah.
of preconceptions, this is the lovely segue. This is I didn't get the comedian's name, but he's talking about an experience he has on an elevator. Let's take a look at this.
My older
right now.
Lady gets on the elevator with me, and all of a sudden, she clutches her purse. It made me feel some type of way, and then it made the whole situation uncomfortable because I'm pulling, she's pulling, I'm pulling, she's pulling, I'm pulling. Just let go of the purse.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, that and was good.
Listen, before we go to break, we've got we all know a guy. We all know a guy. It can be a family member. It can be a friend. But there's a guy that he just can't get out of his own way. This is a surprise party. And this guy, I guess a cousin, maybe a distant cousin, sitting on the porch, decides he's going to screw the whole thing up. Let's take a look at the
reaction. Are you the last one to show up to your own party? That is messed up.
What part?
Your birthday party! What are you talking about?
What are you doing?
What?
This is a surprise party!
Surprise party?
Are you drunk?
Of course I am. It's a party.
You guys can come.
There it is. Yeah, that's the cousin on the front porch right there. I guess it maybe.
I don't think. Now that was fake.
Yeah, I think that might be totally fake also.
Well, that's part of the joy of playing these. One more time, because that's the joy of playing these
videos.
It's
so bad. It's so fake.
God, I feel like a moron.
How are you the last one to show up to your own party? That is messed up.
What
part? Your birthday party. What are you talking about?
What? Surprise party.
Surprise party?
Are you drunk?
Of course I am. It's a party.
If it's fake, it's good acting.
That's what gives it away as fake is the closing line.
Yeah, because it was a pre-rehearsed line. I'm an idiot. Yeah. Thank you. We'll take a break. Carla's got a couple when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. And that, ladies and gentlemen, when she steps out of frame like that, that is what's known as a Carla P break. Thank you. Hope you're enjoying it. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, it's the best time of year to get outside. But remember, from the trail to the campsite, hydration and energy are key to successful outdoor adventures. Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier Plus Energy delivers 100 milligrams of natural caffeine plus 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, so you can accomplish all the things you want and need to do. And they've combined their popular peach flavor with the highly requested blackberry to awaken your senses and keep you coming back for more. Hydration Multiplier Plus Energy delivers energy comparable to 1 to 2 cups of coffee through about 100 milligrams of naturally occurring caffeine. The all-in-one formula provides mind and body energy, plus hydration that leaves you feeling focused, alert, and ready to take on anything. Plus, 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 essential vitamins and nutrients, and always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Tear, pour, live more. Take on the great outdoors with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you go shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. I tell you, I know the microphone has been a little... Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so with Liquid IV, they have been around for a long time as our advertiser.
Yes.
So I know that a lot of people are out there buying Liquid IV. Of course, you can find it at Costco. But if it's your first time buying it, please purchase it from the Mike O'Mara Show
website. Yeah, get the discount.
Put in the code, because that gives us credit, and that will go a long way for us to keep Liquid IV as an advertiser. So thank you.
You know, I have to say, though, Josh, that having Carla, you know, in the east wing of the mansion has been better for me. I've enjoyed that thoroughly.
Yeah, it seems like you're more relaxed.
Yeah, because when you're pressed up against me, I've got a limited space here.
I agree. So, I mean, totally agree.
Well, now, we could set it up in here where it would be, you know.
It's less distracting for you to be able to just look and see her right on the camera.
I had to get up and get a charger for the Mac because these Macs, they just run out of juice in no time.
Well, I just want to say before you play a couple of last videos for us here that this is the eve. We will not be here tomorrow. So I just wanted to say on the eve of your 42nd?
I wish.
43rd?
No.
44th?
Yeah.
44th.
So basically, I am the age that you were
tomorrow's
when
your
you
birthday,
met
Carla's
me,
birthday.
Mike. Mm-hmm. I'm finally your age when you met me.
Thank you.
So that means I get to leave you for a 23-year-old.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. Appreciate that. By the way, tomorrow, Carla has clients all day in her brick and mortar store down here in Fort Myers, after which she will be coming to practice
baseball.
For the baseball team, and that's her birthday tomorrow. So
yeah.
That's a dedicated professional that she has, Josh.
With and I'm looking forward to hearing about that baseball practice on Wednesday.
Awesome.
Got it.
But I did get notice here. everything's back to normal at the school.
Oh, good. Good,
Josh. Moving
good,
around.
Good, good.
Everything's good.
Oh, thank you for updating us on that.
Yes.
Tomorrow, Josh, 6 to 6:10, opening long toss and lap around the field. 6:10 to 6:20, base stealing, getting them used to those longer bases and the concept of base stealing. Don't interrupt. 6:40 to 7 o'clock, outfield. 7 to 7:30, batting practice. 7:30 to 8 p.m., simulated game.
Yeah, all right. Yep. Simulated game is what the kids like the best.
Okay. So it's like a scrimmage.
So, exactly. So I do the same thing. I give them at least 30 minutes at the end to focus on a scrimmage type game.
Sweet.
All right. So
that's good job, Mike.
So I like that.
I sort of recreated what the other
Now, do you, do you have the stuff to communicate? Do you use Game Changer or something to communicate with the other parents?
Do we, Carla? You're
no,
the,
we just have email addresses. That's okay. How Mike was going to do it.
All right. Then send an email and remind the kids to wear pants tomorrow.
Okay.
Because the kids like to show up in shorts and then they can't slide.
Okay. Ah, right. Gotcha.
Very good. Okay. I'll let them slide anyway. All right.
We don't want them hurt.
Well, they won't do it is the problem.
I haven't watched the video yet. All right, what do you have for us, my dear?
Oh, my gosh. I have some videos. So the way that I like to show a video is, Josh, you can play the first one, and then we'll chat about it afterwards, right?
Okay, all right.
We'll probably sit around and cook
Didn't I play that?
Some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Okay.
If you had this one before, I missed it.
No, I don't think we had that one before.
Well, you know what, Mike? I showed this one to you. So, okay, we're going to play it again. I am going to set it up here for a second. Fall is in the air. I don't think autumn's here yet, but it's coming soon. But, you know, everybody gets in the spirit, and
sure.
We all like to
That's why
light
we have hoodies now on the TMOS store.
There you go.
Let's take a look at this lovely young lady.
So let's go ahead
lady.
And look at it again. And this is, you know, what I'm going to do, basically.
It's how she's getting ready for fall.
Well, me too.
I'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
You know, and I'm really glad that she had the energy to do that after she did the Philly naked bike ride.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go. Thank you.
By the way, not only...
No, we're not hocking during the show. We're not hocking. Don't sell.
Hey, listen. I'm sorry.
Don't sell during the show.
This is a soup cup. It's a soup cup.
Thank you all for your purchases, by the way. Tickets for Las Vegas still on sale. And thank you for buying the cups. All right. Do you have anything else for us?
I do. I have one more. This is a guy that's been or a kid that's been put under. There are several other kids that are put under that say things that are not in their personality, but since they're under, they act ridiculous, and there's one that I really want to play that would be totally inappropriate.
Is that one from Taylor Swift? I saw one from Taylor Swift online.
No.
I don't know where I saw that, but that was with the banana. Didn't I show you that? Did
I
show you that one?
No, I didn't see it. You have to show that
to
me.
Oh, it's great. Maybe I'll bring
that tomorrow.
This is funny as hell, and for some reason, this guy reminds me of Zoolander.
Okay. All right, Eric, this one's for you. Let's take a look at this
girl.
One.
You look like a hippopotamus.
Oh.
But lucky for you, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Ah ha ha.
Would that line work on you, Morgan?
Absolutely.
Yeah, every time.
Hi, Morgan. All right, that's awesome.
Ha ha ha.
Uh-huh, that's
ha,
it. Ha. Thank you, Carla. Did you have fun today with the new layout where you're in another part of the house? Tomorrow we'll get you properly working.
Okay.
Wednesday we'll have a better microphone for you, I promise.
Okay.
All right,
we will.
Thank you very much, everybody. We appreciate that. Ready for the closing music. Go ahead, lay it on us, Josh.
Yep.
I think we all did fine. There are a couple of things that Rob does. And Josh, can I ask you one last question?
What's up?
How often do you cut your hair? How often do you? Because it always looks like it's freshly shorn.
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Oh, that's good. That's perfect.
Right, that's good. Very good. We'll take a powder. Tomorrow, it's the classic for free. Check it out. I hope you enjoy that. It's going to be our way of saying this is what you get. And episode, what was it, from
135, which I'm told
is June 2013. Oh, June of 2013. So, that's wonderful.
You probably don't
June
even remember 28th
that. I don't remember. I don't remember
Mike,
why.
That was just like less than a month before Michael was born. I was very pregnant at that time.
Very cool. Some people can remember. That's why you surround yourself with young people. Hey, everybody. We got the classic episode for you tomorrow, and then Carl and I will return on Wednesday with a brand new live episode for all of you. And Rob Spiewak will continue to organize his 45 collection. For Josh DeRocca and Carla O'Mara, this is Mike saying so long, everybody.
Bye.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.